Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of another game by Richard Desteno, the same guy who made Destination Mars. This one is Run for President. Run for President, this is like a Monopoly-style game where you play against the computer and you have to collect as many states as you can, obviously. The goal is to get 270 votes, because that's how you win. Excuse me. And basically, you take turns, you play on a board, you travel around, and I think you have a certain amount of cash that you start out with, and you just have to see how things go. There's also some trivia questions which you have to answer correctly, mainly pertaining to what president was the current president during a particular time period. So let's go ahead and get into this now. I have been told that for best performance, you need to maximize the game window.
Run for president. Items view list. RFP41W.exe.
So let me go ahead and run this file here.
See, user sprite documents run for president RFP41W.exe. Default terminal C. User sprite documents run for president RFP41W.exe blank. Default terminal C. User sprite documents run for president.
And it's gonna,
bottom. Do you want instruction blank 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 blank? This game is blank. Email cop blank blank version blank. Run for president blank 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 blank.
So
blank,
I'm
blank.
Using the review cursor in NVDA to
blank.
Read the output.
Blank, 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 run, blank, run for president. Version 4.1 for Windows. Blank, blank, copyright 1991, 2012 by Richard Desteno. Email, ironrock@verizon.net. Blank, this game is free and copyrighted. Selling it is prohibited and no warranties are made. It may be copied and distributed with all related files intact. Blank, 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 do you want instructions?
All right, so I'm going to hit Alt Space.
System menu.
And down here under maximize.
Restore unavailable. Move. Stop. Minimize. Maximize. See. User squad.
And the first thing it asks is if we want instructions. I'm going to type Y.
Star star instructions for run for president star star by Richard Desteno. Run for president offers you the opportunity of running for the office of president of the United States. Your opponent is a computer. You travel around the country in a generally counterclockwise direction, stopping in Washington, D.C. You travel in your airplane and stop randomly in various states along the way and gathering electoral votes. The game begins by asking you if you want instructions or sound effects. Simply press Y or N. Do not press the Enter key at any time in the game after making a choice that asks for a letter. Next, you are given $100 million and you are prompted to take off in your plane. Simply press Enter to take off. Press S at this prompt to toggle the sound on and off. Press C to continue or R to return to the game.
So let's continue by pressing C.
When you take off, you do not know how far you will travel. If you get questioned at the airport about who was president in a certain year, you win or lose a state depending on whether you are right or wrong. You will then take off again. You will then again travel a random number of positions on the board. In addition to the 50 states and Washington, D.C., the board has numerous other positions interspersed throughout. These will become apparent. You play W in your land in a state. You will be informed of the number of electoral votes it has and its price. You may buy it or not as you choose. If you buy it and do not drop it, its votes will be added to your total. In any event, its cost will be deducted from your funds. However, this does not apply to California, New York, Texas, or Florida. You must pay just to try for them. You have a good chance of success, but if you fail, the state's votes go over to your opponent. If you land in a state that your opponent owns, you may challenge for it by paying the state its sum for a challenge. You will lose most of such challenges. You win the game and become president if you are the first to collect 270 electoral votes, just as in the real thing. However, if you spend wildly and run out of money, you lose the election. The votes for each state are based on the latest 2010 U.S. Census statistics. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
Yeah, so kind of a strange type of game. And like I said, I usually wouldn't do political things like this, but honestly, this isn't really that bad. So let's continue.
You can keep track of certain information throughout the game by pressing certain letters at the prompt to take off. The letters are U, P, C, B, and H. U is for a list of the unclaimed states. P is for a list of the player's states. That is U. C is for a list of the computer states. B is for the board layout. And H is for help when you forget all of this detail. You can use these letters again at the end to get the final lists. You may exit the game T anytime by pressing the escape key at the prompt to take off. Also, you can freeze the game by pressing F at the takeoff prompt and then Y. You can resume the game later when offered to do so. One of the positions on the board is the smoke-filled room. You must stay in this room unless you surrender a state to the opposition, if you have any, or get lucky and sneak out. You get to leave the room if your opponent enters. You cannot receive any states while in this room. There are other programs available from Richard Astino. Check the readme.txt file provided with this program, or email him for info at ironrock@verizon.net. Good luck. March 2012. Press B to back up or R to return to the game.
All right.
Run for president. Do you want sound effects? Why all?
So let's begin.
What is your first name?
Just do Chris.
What is the name of your party?
Let's do... Oh, I don't know. How about... what's a good party name? And I suck at names. Can I just press the enter key?
Welcome to the campaign candidate, Chris of the party. I have a few tricks up my twisted wires. I am pretty crafty, you know. I know about those skeletons rattling around in your closet. By the way, I am the technocrat party candidate, the party for change. We are in our jet planes at Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. My jet has a bar, a widescreen TV, Wi-Fi, and a satellite dish. I think I will enjoy this campaign. We each begin with $100 million in campaign funds. Make sure you spend it wisely, Chris. Oh, Chris, my silicon nostrils are filled with the sweet scent of victory. You can go first, Chris. Your takeoff.
So, apparently you can leave it blank, and I guess you just don't have a party name, which is funny. Let's go here. So, I'm going to press the enter key.
You have 0 votes and $100 million. You have landed in the evening news. The story says that you will make sure that the world is free and democratic. It results in the gain of an unclaimed state. I do not believe a word of it, Gris. You have 0 votes and $100 million. Press enter for outcome. You win Nebraska and it's 5 votes, Chris. Now, 5. Please launch me.
Alright, so press the enter key.
I have 0 votes and $100 million. I have landed in Delaware, the first state. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. Gee willikers. What is best for me? I want it, Chris. Now, 3. 97.6. Your takeoff.
Alright, so let's press the enter key.
You have 5 votes and $100 million. You have landed in Connecticut, the Nutmeg State. It has 7 electoral votes and costs $3.5 million. You have 5 votes and $100 million. Won it? Y or N?
Press Y.
No good, Chris. You dropped it and it rolled away. It remains unclaimed. Now, 96.5. Please launch me.
And that does happen. You will lose money.
I have 3 votes and $97.6 million. I have landed in New York, the Empire State. It has 29 electoral votes. A try for it costs $2.9 million. I will take a stab at it. I have 3 votes and $97.6 million. Press enter for outcome. Nuts. I lost it, Chris. You get it, Chris. You owe me one now. Now, 4.7. Your takeoff.
Oh, sweet.
Richard Nixon resigned in August 1974, the only president to resign. You have 34 votes and $96.5 million. You have landed in Massachusetts, the Bay State. It has 11 electoral votes and costs $3.3 million. Won it? Y or N?
And you will get random tidbits from time to time, random facts like that, that the game will toss at you. There's also some quotes that will play, assuming you have the sound effects turned on. You just hit Y.
Take it away, Chris, but leave a few for me, please. Now, 5, 3.2, please launch me. I have 3 votes and $94.7 million. I have landed in the evening news. The story says that I helped an old lady get her social security. It results in $3 million in campaign contributions. I am a political genius, Chris. Now, 7, your takeoff.
Now, I'm not sure what the numbers mean at the end. That might be the turn number. I'm not sure.
You have 45 votes and $93.2 million. You have landed in Maine, the Pine Tree State. It has 4 electoral votes and costs $3.2 million. You have 45 votes and $93.2 million. Won it? Why are... Here, Chris, put it under your hat. Now, 9-0, please launch me. I have 3 votes and $97.7 million. I have landed in Wisconsin, the Badger State. It has 10 electoral votes and costs $3 million. I will let it go, Chris. I have 3 votes and 97.7. You are winning, Chris. You have 49 votes and $90 million. You have landed in Illinois, the Prairie State. It has 20 electoral votes and costs $2 million. Won it? YRN.
Yep.
It is your baby. Now, 688, please launch me.
Yeah, I'm not sure what those numbers are. It might be the votes and the amount of cash you have left. I'm not sure.
I have 3 votes and $97.7 million. I have landed in the evening news. The story says that I remarked that George Washington was a dirty old man. It means the loss of a state to the opposition. I unequivocally deny everything, Chris. I have 3 votes and $97.7 million. Press enter for outcome. Darn it, Chris. I must give you Delaware and its 3 votes. Now, 0. Your take.
Now the computer has nothing.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
President Kennedy, you have 72 votes and $88 million. You have landed in Missouri, the Show Me State. It has 10 electoral votes and costs $3 million. You have 72 votes and $88 million. Won it? You have harpooned it. Now, 8-5, please launch me. I have 0 votes and $97.7 million. I have landed in Colorado, the Centennial State. It has 9 electoral votes and costs $4.5 million. I put it in my back pocket, Chris. Now, 9-3.2. Your takeoff. You have 82 votes and $85 million. You have landed in South Dakota, the Coyote State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million.
Get it?
You are racking them up, Chris. Now, 5-2.6. Please launch me. I have 9 votes and $93.2 million. I have landed in California, the Golden State. It has 55 electoral votes. A try for it costs $5.5 million. I will take a stab at it. I have 9 votes and $93.2 million. Press enter for outcome.
Please lose. Please lose. Ah!
I got it, Chris. Now, 64, 87.7. Your takeoff. You have 85 votes and $82.6 million. You have landed in the evening news. The story says that you won the debate we had on television last night. It results in the gain of 2 unclaimed states. What a lucky break. You have 85 votes and $82.6 million. Press enter for outcome.
So I'm getting quite good luck.
You win Iowa and it's 6 votes, Chris. You also get Wisconsin and it's 10 votes. Now, 101. Please launch
me. Yeah.
I have 64 votes and $87.7 million. I have landed in Hawaii, the Aloha State. It has 4 electoral votes and costs $3.2 million. Oh no, Chris, I grabbed it and it slipped through my wiry fingers. It is still an unclaimed state. Now, 4.5, your takeoff.
Please come forward for boarding. Group 1 is now boarding.
A reporter is shouting a question at you at the airport. A state is at risk. Who was the president in 1950 first and last names only? Enter first name.
1950. I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Run.
Let's cheat here.
Desk untitled. Google.
Because if you don't cheat, the computer gets a state. So we'll just do United States president in 1950.
Search results featured snippet from the web heading level 2, heading level 3, Harry S. Truman, May 8, 1884, December 26, 1972. S. Harry.
So we'll do
A H A R R Y space T R U M A N space.
Harry Truman, yeah, okay.
C. User squad.
Probably should know that.
Start. C.
Let's just type that in, so we'll just type in Harry Truman.
Enter last name. You are correct, Chris. You win a state. Press enter for outcome. You win Kansas and it's 6 votes, Chris. You now have 107 votes and $82.6 million. Your takeoff.
All right, let's continue.
You have 107 votes and $82.6 million. You have landed in California, the Golden State. It has 55 electoral votes. A try for it costs $5.5 million. This is my state. Chris, a challenge costs $11 million. You have 107 votes and $82.6 million. Want to try for it, Chris? YRN.
No, it's too risky. So in most cases, you'll lose.
Please launch me.
So I just hit N.
I have 64 votes and $84.5 million. I have landed in Utah, the Beehive State. It has 6 electoral votes and costs $4.8 million. I am claiming it right now, Chris. I now have 70 votes. 79.7. Your takeoff. You are winning, Chris. You have 107 votes.
He's about to meet reporters in the auditorium of the State Department building.
You have landed in a press conference. A wise guy reporter is asking you a question. You had better get the answer right. A state is at risk. What is the capital of Alaska? No spaces.
Capital of Alaska. Oh, God, I should know this. See, now you're seeing just how bad my geography is. Yeah, let's do this again.
It's your
here.
Bar.
Capital of Alaska.
Google. Filters. Search main result. Alaska's capital. Enter information heading. Name Alaska state capital. Name button collapse. People also. Alaska state capital heading. Link Alaska state capital. The Alaska state capital is the building that hosts the Alaska legislature and the offices of the.
Wait, hang on a second. Let me.
C. Run for Audacity.
Pause this. Juneau, I think is how you say that.
C.
J-U-N-E-A-U. There we go.
You are correct, Chris. You win a state. Press enter for app. You win New Jersey, and it's 14 votes, Chris. Now, 21. Please launch me.
Yes, I'm cheating, but you know what? That's okay.
I have 70 votes and 79.7.
He's about to meet
hours.
Reporters in the auditorium of the State Department building.
I have landed in a press conference. There is a pain in the neck newscaster questioning me. I have to try to get the answer right. A state is at risk. What is the capital of Oklahoma? No spaces. My answer is Oklahoma City. I have 70 votes and $79.7 million. Press spacebar to check my answer. Hooray, Chris. I am right and I win a state. Press enter for outcome.
Of course the computer always wins.
Goody goody. I take Minnesota and it's 10 votes, Chris. Now, 8. Your takeoff.
Ah, whatever.
You have 121 votes and $82.6 million. You have landed in Tennessee, the Volunteer State. It has 11 electoral votes and costs $3.3 million. You have 120.
Let's get it.
Shove it in your knapsack, Chris. Now, 3. 79.3. Please launch. I have 80 votes and $79.7 million. I have landed in Oklahoma, the Sooner State. It has 7 electoral votes and costs $3.5 million. I will take it. It goes in my column. Now, 7, 6.2. Your takeoff. You have 132 votes and $79.2 million. You have landed in Florida, the Sunshine State. It has 29 electoral votes. A try for it costs $2.9 million. You have 132 votes and $79.3 million. Won it?
Let's try.
Press enter for outcome.
Oh.
You failed to get it, Chris. It comes over to me, Chris. Thanks for the gift. Now, 6.4. Please launch me. I have 116 votes and $76.2 million. I have landed in Louisiana, the Pelican State. It has 8 electoral votes and costs $4.0 million. I will take it. It goes in my column. Now, 24.2. Your takeoff. 4 presidents were assassinated. You have 132 votes and $76.4 million. You have landed in a golf outing. Man, you really whacked the ball, but you hit your running mate on the head. You had to get him to the hospital, and you missed a fundraising dinner. You lose $2 million in funds. Now, 4. Please launch me.
Oh, boy.
I have 124 votes and $72.2 million. I have landed in the evening news. The story says that I have never ever ever told a lie. It results in $4 million in campaign contributions. I knew the unbridled truth would come out, Chris. Now, 6. Your takeoff.
Yeah, that's false.
You have 132 votes and $74.4 million. You have landed in South Carolina, the Palmetto State. It has 9 electoral votes and costs $4.5 million. You have 132 votes and $74.4 million. Won it? Take it away, Chris, but leave a few for me, please. Now, 41, 69.
Continue here.
I have 124 votes and $76.2 million. I have landed in South Carolina. Excuse me for intruding, Chris. I did not know you were here. This state is too small to hold both of us. I am forced to go to the smoke-filled room. It will cost me a million clams, and I must wait to get lucky or give you a state to get out. Now, five, your takeoff.
All right, so the computer went to jail, and to get out, it has to give me a state or wait. Which is good.
You are winning, Chris. You have 141 votes and $69.9 million. I am in the smoke-filled room. Oh man, Chris, these blowhard politicians are such a bore. You have landed in New Jersey, the Garden State. No need to take it again, Chris. It is already yours. Your takeoff.
Yeah, let's go.
It is ultimately the faith and determination of the American people upon which this nation relies.
President Obama. You have 141 votes and $69.9 million. You have landed in Connecticut, the Nutmeg State. It has 7 electoral votes and costs $3.5 million. You have 141 votes and 69.
Let's get it.
Jam it in your briefcase, Chris. I, in the smoke-filled room. Oh man, Chris, I cannot leave this suffocating room yet. Now, 8, 6.4, your takeoff.
All right.
You have 148 votes and $66.4 million. I am in the smoke-filled room. Oh, Chris, please get me the heck out of here. You have landed in Massachusetts, the Bay State. You grabbed it a while ago. You have 148 votes and $66.4 million. I am ready to give up a state to get the heck out of here. You have landed in Wisconsin, the Badger State. You obtained it earlier, Chris. You have 148 votes and $66.4 million. Press enter for outcome.
And the computer's going to give me a state.
One for the road. Darn it, Chris. I must give you Louisiana and its 8 votes. Please launch me.
Yeah, thank you. That was very much appreciated.
I have 116 votes and $75.2 million. I have landed in Nevada, the Sagebrush State. It has 6 electoral votes and costs $4.8 million. I am claiming it right now, Chris. Now, 22.
All right, let's go.
You have 156 votes and $66.4 million. You have landed in South Dakota, the Coyote State. You grabbed it a while ago. You have 122 votes and $70.4 million. I have landed in Louisiana, the Pelican State. It has 8 electoral votes and costs $4.0 million. Your state, nice decorating job, Chris. A challenge costs $8 million. No way, Chris. I will not challenge for it. I have 122 votes and $70.4 million. Your takeoff. You are winning, Chris. You have 156 votes and $66.4 million. You have landed in the evening news. The story says that you went to Canada during the Vietnam War. It means the loss of a state to the opposition. You need a new campaign manager, Chris. Press enter for outcome. Too bad, Chris. You give me Delaware and its 3 votes. Now, 3. Please launch me.
Okay.
I have 125 votes and $70.4 million. I have landed in Alabama, the heart of Dixie. It has 9 electoral votes and costs $4.5 million. Shoot, this is a hard decision. I am grabbing it. Now, 34. You have 153 votes and $66.4 million. You have landed in Washington, the Evergreen State. It has 12 electoral votes and costs $3.6 million. You have 153. Take it away, Chris, but leave a few for me, please. Now, 6. I have 134 votes and $65.9 million. I have landed in Georgia, the Peach State. It has 16 electoral votes and costs $4.8 million. Shoot, this is a hard decision. I am claiming it right now, Chris. Now,
alright, whatever.
You have 165 votes and $65.8 million. You have landed in Texas, the Lone Star State. It has 38 electoral votes. A try for it costs $3.8 million. You have 165 votes
Let's
and 60.
It.
Press enter for. Toss it into your basket. Now, 203.59. Please launch. I have 150 votes and $61.1 million. I have landed in Maryland, the old line state. It has 10 electoral votes and costs $5 million. Oh no, Chris, I grabbed it and it slipped through my wiry fingers. It is still an unclaimed. The 22nd Amendment limits the president to 2 elected terms or 1 elected term if 6 years overall in office. You have 203 votes and $59 million. You have landed in Arkansas, the land of opportunity. It has 6 electoral votes and costs $3
million. Let's get it.
You have it. Shove it in your shorts. Now, 9, 6. Please launch me. I have 150 votes and $56.1 million. I have landed in Vermont, the Green Mountain State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I am grabbing it. Now.
Keep going here.
Please come forward for boarding. Route 1 is now boarding.
A reporter is shouting a question at you at the airport. A state is at risk. Who was the president in 1975? First and last names only. Enter first name.
1975. Was that Carter?
Audacity. Run for president. See? You. Audacity.
Let me check. I run don't know for sure.
Death. Untitled. Google. President and Phil Gerald 38th. Gerald Ford Head.
No, okay, I was wrong.
Ford. Gerald E G E R A D S A O D out of heading.
Gerald
Audacity.
Okay.
C
we'll do G E R A L D F O R D.
Enter last name. You are correct, Chris. You win a state. Press enter. You win Washington, D.C. and it's 3 votes, Chris. You now have 212 votes and $56 million. Your takeoff. You have 212 votes and $56 million. You have landed in Mississippi, the Magnolia State. It has 6 electoral votes and costs $3.0 million.
Yeah, let's get it.
Stick it under your shirt, Chris. Now, 8-3. I have 153 votes and $53.7 million. I have landed in Ohio, the Buckeye State. It has 18 electoral votes and costs $1.8 million. I am claiming it right now, Chris. Now, 71.
Damn.
You are winning, Chris. You have 218 votes and $53 million. You have landed in the middle of a big fat scandal. The press is calling it Chrisgate. It will take $4 million in hush money to cover it up. Now, 49. Please launch me. I have 171 votes and $51.9 million. I have landed in the evening news. The story says that I slipped on a banana peel and flopped in a mud puddle. There is a vivid picture in full color. It means a loss of $2 million in funds. This punk reporter is out to get me, Chris. Now, 49. Your takeoff.
This punk reporter is out to get me.
We live in a peaceful, prosperous time. But we can make it better.
President George H.W. Bush, you have 218 votes and $49 million. You have landed in Virginia, the Old Dominion State. It has 13 electoral votes and costs $3.9 million. You have 218.
Yeah, let's get it.
Here you are, Chris. Hang it around your neck. Now, 3, 5.1. I have 171 votes and $49.9 million. I have landed in North Dakota, the Peace Garden State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I will take it. It goes in my column.
Yeah, whatever.
You have 231 votes and $45.9 million. You have landed in New York, the Empire State. You grabbed it a while ago. You have 231.
All right.
I have 174 votes and $47.5 million. I have landed in a smoke-filled room. A campaign strategy meeting is in progress. Everyone is drunk or snoring. I must pay 1 million clams. It is for the champagne, caviar, and Cuban cigars. A lucky break or the loss of a state is required to get out. Now, 6. Your takeoff.
All right, computer, give me another state.
You have 231 votes and $45.1 million. You have landed in Ohio, the Buckeye State. It has 18 electoral votes and costs $1.8 million.
Hell yeah.
Press enter for outcome.
Damn it!
I can breathe easier now, Chris. You failed to get it. I am in the smoke-filled room. Ho-hum. I am really bored in here. Now, 1.5. Your takeoff. You have 231 votes and $41.5 million. You have landed in Indiana, the Hoosier State. It has 11 electoral votes and costs $3.3 million.
Let's get it.
Take it away, Chris, but leave a few for me, please. I am in the smoke-filled room. I am surrounded by windbags, but I must stay. Now, 42. 38.2. Your takeoff. You are beating me badly, Chris. You have 242 votes and $38.2 million. You have landed in North Dakota, the Peace Garden State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I own it, Chris. So nice of you to drop by. A challenge costs $4.8 million. Want to try for it, Chris? Why are I?
No.
I am in the smoke-filled room. Hey, Chris, throw me a blanket, will you? Your takeoff. You have 242 votes and $38.2 million. I am in the smoke-filled room. It looks like I am doomed to croak in here, Chris. I need oxygen. You have landed in Nebraska, the Cornhusker State. No need to take it again, Chris. It is already yours. You have 242 votes and $38.2 million. Your takeoff.
Yep, almost done here.
You have 242 votes and $38.2 million. You have landed in Montana, the Treasure State. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. You have 242 votes.
Get it?
It is now territory. I am in the smoke-filled room. I may as well stretch out on the couch here and snooze a while. Now, 5.8. Your takeoff.
So it said territory. I think it's trying to put your party name in there, but because I left it blank, it's just blank, which is funny.
James Madison was the shortest president at 5 feet 4 inches tall. You have 245 votes and $35.8 million. You have landed in Oregon, the Beaver State. It has 7 electoral votes and costs $3.5 million. Take it away, Chris, but leave a few for me, please. I am in the smoke-filled room. Oh, Chris, please get me the heck out of here. Now, 2.3, your takeoff.
Nope.
You have 252 votes and $32.8 million. You have landed in California, the Golden State. It has 55 electoral votes. A try for it costs $5.5 million. I own it, Chris. So nice of you to drop by. A challenge costs $11 million. You have 252 votes and $32.3 million. Want to try for it, Chris? Why aren't
No.
I was in the smoke-filled room, but, oh baby, I bolted out during a toast to Herbert Hoover. Please launch me. I have 174 votes and $46.5 million. I have landed in California. Excuse me for intruding, Chris. I did not know you were here. This state is too small to hold both of us. I am forced to go to the smoke-filled room. It will cost me a million clams, and I must wait to get lucky or give you a state to get out. Now, 5, your takeoff.
Yeah, you go right back there, you stupid computer.
You are taking a day off to play cards with your speechwriter. You are beating me badly, Chris. You have 252 votes and $32.3 million. I was in the smoke-filled room, but, oh baby, I bolted out during a toast to Herbert Hoover. Please launch me. I have 174 votes and $45.5 million. I have landed in Alaska, the last frontier. It has 3 electoral votes and costs $2.4 million. I want it, Chris. Now, 7.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
President Roosevelt, you have 252 votes and $32.3 million. You have landed in Arkansas, the land of opportunity. No need to take it again, Chris. It is already yours. You have 252 votes and $32.3 million.
All right, I need 18 more.
I have 177 votes and $43.1 million. I have landed in New Mexico, the land of enchantment. It has 5 electoral votes and costs $4 million. I put it in my back pocket, Chris.
Yeah, whatever.
You have 252 votes and $32.3 million. You have landed in Florida, the Sunshine State. It has 29 electoral votes. A try for it costs $2.9 million. I got here first, Chris. It is mine. A challenge costs $5.8 million. You have 252 votes and $32.3 million. Want to try for it, Chris?
Let's try it.
Why aren't? Press enter for outcome.
Nope. Of course not.
What a pity, Chris. You did not make it. Now, 26.5. Please launch me. I have 182 votes and $39.1 million. I have landed in Oklahoma, the Sooner State. I already have it. I have 182 votes and $39.1 million. Your takeoff. You have 252 votes and $26.5 million. You have landed in Georgia, the Peach State. It has 16 electoral votes and costs $4.8 million. Sorry, Chris, I have it. A challenge costs $9.6 million. Please launch me. I have 182 votes and $39.1 million. I have landed in Georgia. Excuse me for intruding, Chris. I did not know you were here. This state is too small to hold both of us. I am forced to go to the smoke-filled room. It will cost me a million clams, and I must wait to get lucky or give you a state to get out. Now, 8. You.
All right.
A reporter is shouting a question at you at the airport. A state is at risk. Who was inaugurated president in 1961? First and last names only. Enter first name.
President in 1961.
President in 1975.
Really this one.
Toolbar.
Screw. Google. Just cheat again here.
Search featured John Fitzgerald Kennedy, May 29.
Oh yeah.
Kennedy. E K E N N E D Y.
Kennedy. Okay.
John O A N space C.
So we'll type that in.
Enter last name. You are correct, Chris. You win a state. Press in. You win West Virginia and it's 5 votes, Chris. You now have 257 votes and 26.
All right, let's go.
You have 257 votes and $26.5 million. I am in the smoke-filled room. Oh man, Chris, these blowhard politicians are such a bore. You have landed in South Carolina, the Palmetto State. No need to take it again, Chris. It is already yours. You are beating me badly, Chris. You have 257 votes and $26.5 million. You have landed in North Carolina, the Tar Heel State. It has 15 electoral votes and costs $4.5 million. Won it?
Yes, I win.
Slip it into your wallet, Gris. Now, two. Congratulations, Chris. You beat me. You have brought the party to victory. You win with 272 votes. I have 182. You took 40 flights in your campaign. Press a letter for a state listing or spacebar to end.
If I hit B.
Here is the order of board positions with electoral votes. Read across. Virginia 13, West Virginia 5, Maryland 10, Delaware 3, The Evening News 0, New Jersey 14, New York 29, Connecticut 7, Rhode Island 4.
So it just reads a whole bunch of things you can read through here with the cursor.
The bottom. Press The Evening News 0, Washington DC 3. Press spacebar when ready. The South Carolina 9, North Golf Outing 0, The Evening News 0, Alabama. Press a letter for a state listing or spacebar to end. If you enjoy the game, you may make a contribution at www.
Right, blah, blah, blah.
Bottom. Press escape to exit. President in 1961, Google.
Let me close that.
Audacity.
Make sure I'm still recording.
Status line recording.
So yeah, that is that game. It's not bad. It's a little different, I suppose. It can make you think if you don't want to cheat with the trivia questions. Anyway, yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed. And, yeah, you guys take care. Bye.